Walking outside is a healthy thing to do, but most of the time, 90% of the time, we spend indoors. And are you aware that according to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than this outdoor air? My sponsor, Air Doctor, has the solution. And by the way, they're offering you up to $300 off. I'll give you some details in just a moment. Air Doctor filters out 99.99%. That's almost perfect. Things in the air that can cause problems like allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that could make you sick. Here's the thing. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code WALKING to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code WALKING. It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you stay fitness consistent. Let's go for a walk. It's a beautiful morning here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The winds are calm, temperature very comfortable, the skies are clear. As I left the house a few minutes ago, I could hear some birds waking up in some nearby trees. Someone just rode by on an e-bike. It is pre-sunrise, so it is dark. So they had their headlight on, and they were moving along, not quite as fast as a motorcycle, but faster than someone pedaling. I don't know if they're heading to work or going to the beach to watch the sunrise. No clue, and you can hear some traffic behind me. One of the things that I like to do on Saturdays, and maybe you've noticed this as you've been listening, if you've been listening for a while. By the way, if you have been listening for a while, maybe you're brand new. One of the things that would make it easier for you, if you like the podcast, and this is a part of your daily routine, you enjoy taking the walk, the 10-minute walk every day. One of the things, particularly if you're early in this fitness journey, one of the things that you could do that would make it easier for you is to tap the follow button in Apple, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use. Each episode will then be automatically downloaded to your phone. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to remember where's that link. And at least Apple will send you a notification of each new episode. One of the things that I've always struggled with when building a new habit is remembering. Oh, yeah, right. I was going to do that thing. We get that notification from Apple, and it's not only an invitation, but it's a reminder. So it makes building this fitness habit even easier. So it's easier for you. One of the things that I like to do on Saturdays is to share listener and now viewer email comments and reviews. And I've got a few this week. Got one from Melissa. Hang on for one moment. I'm going to turn a flashlight on here. Okay, I have this little attachable light, and because it is dark and I turned off of a sidewalk that has street lights, and I'm now walking down a paved trail, that is next to a lake, but there are no street lights here, so I just want to make sure there's nothing on the pavement that I don't want to step on. Something long, like 2 or 3 feet, moving, looking for food, if you catch my drift. Melissa sent an email. I just listened to the episode regarding step goals not being motivating. You mentioned that some people find it demotivating, actually. I would like to add that for me, I love the numbers, but I become obsessed with the numbers to my detriment. So I have to make myself find other ways to be motivated other than stats. And Melissa, I understand how this is. The numbers were very motivating for me. And now in hindsight, I can use the obsessed word. I was obsessed with the numbers. I wouldn't have said that in the moment. But now looking back, it was like, yeah, they not only motivated me, but they really became the focus of my day. And at some point, they did become a detriment, which is why I personally have moved away from the numbers. Melissa, thanks for the email. Wynn, who lives in Canada, sent me an email with several pictures. They had a snowstorm. I think it was more than 6 inches. It was beautiful. I love Wynn's attitude. I mean, I'm just like, snow on the ground in April and May. But I love Wynn's attitude. It's like, hey, this is pretty. Let's go for a walk. Carol lives in New York. She says, good morning, Dave. Thanks so much for all the inspiration and encouragement you lend. I live in upstate New York, where it takes quite a bit to warm things up in the spring. But I'm enjoying every walk I can with your podcasts, wearing hats and gloves when needed. Love the attitude. Weather's not going to hold Carol back. Appreciate that. Carol, thanks for the email. Stacy sent me an email. Her son was in the hospital for surgery, and she was with him. And this hospital, Mount Sinai in New York City, looks like it was in Manhattan. And when he was wheeled back to get the surgery, instead of going to the waiting room, Carol decided that instead she was going to head out and explore the city. She's from southern New Jersey, so this was a different experience. Instead of walking through her neighborhood, now she's walking through the hustle and bustle of Manhattan. And she said she found it quite exciting. She was actually going to be there with her son for a few days and looking forward to some more walks in the city. Stacy, thank you for your email. In YouTube, the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel, a bunch of comments this week, including this one. Hello, just found your channel. Love what you're doing here and on your podcast. We need more people inspiring others, especially as we are aging. Walking is so good for you. Loved hearing how you got the idea for the podcast. That, by the way, is in the current video. Can a 1 minute walk change your life? And if you want to check that out, there are now, I think, 21 videos. And unbelievably, the channel just passed 10,000 subscribers this week. Wynn, thanks for noticing that. Appreciate that. Can you hear the frogs? It's like they're all around me. I've got the lake here to my left, and there was a frog a little further back, and now I've got a strand of trees to my right, and just as I approached it, a frog that was pretty loud. This YouTube comment, I just recently realized I was sitting too much. I'm a writer, even though I got up occasionally. I was beginning to have problems. Just yesterday, my landlord challenged me to walk from my back door around the corner to the edge of the house and back 3 times a day before I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then I saw this video after this morning's walk, which I believe stops the people who act like this short walk won't do any good. That was actually in the comment. I love that. I dug out my timer so I will get up, stand up every 30 minutes along with the walking. Thank you for your podcast. I believe I will start a 2-minute walk very soon. I love this. This was the reason I started the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel. Folks who are curious, in Nan's case, just getting started, and the podcast becomes even more motivation to keep moving, to get up, to take that walk, to keep moving forward. And again, thank you for tapping the link, watching the videos, subscribing. It is helping other people move from curious about walking to actually walking. Appreciate it. This review in Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, makes walking a pleasure. Just found Dave's podcast last week from a suggested YouTube video from his channel. See, that's what I'm talking about. It has been an absolute pleasure listening to him every morning on my walks. I look forward to hearing what he will talk about next. My favorite episodes so far are the Williamsburg episodes. My yearly summer vacation was spent there as well. My parents took us from a very young age. It brings back so many wonderful memories. Thank you, Dave. I look forward to our walk tomorrow. And thanks for this review because it provides social proof as people are maybe moving from YouTube to the podcast, checking it out. Are people getting value? How many ratings does it have? What do the reviews say? Before I invest my time listening to the podcast, I want to know what others think about it. So reviews like this, very important, and I appreciate it. The reviewer, love always Joanne. Love that. Joanne, thanks so much. And if you haven't checked out the videos in the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel, got a link for that in the show notes, 21 different videos. They're a little less, between 7-10 minutes. Unlike the podcast that I always try to have the walk be at 10 minutes, the videos that I film while I'm out walking, and in some of the places where I record the podcast as well, I don't hold myself to a 10-minute timeline, so some are a little bit shorter, some are a little bit longer. There's a new video every week. They release on Wednesday mornings, but if you subscribe, those will show up in your feed. I think you can also, what do the YouTubers like to say? Smash the bell. You get a notification that there's a new video. So I'd appreciate you checking that out. But even more so, I appreciate that you have included me in your walk today. I'm honored. Honored that we could walk together. And I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day. And I'd love to take another 10-minute walk together tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.